Javier aquí con ustedes in another musical journey, this time with a very special guest and playing homage to a very special man that who departed last month. Our friend here, my very best friend, is a pleasure to have with here in Irirang Yofa in Garoa, Dave Maybe.
Buenas noches, Javier.
Okay, and the reason we have Dave with us is because the journey today will be through the music of John Grenell. Who best to guide us in that journey than Dave?
Thank you, Javier. Yeah, I spent a lot of time playing with John and also working with him in recording studios and radio stations. So we did a lot of gigs up and down the country, all over the place. And they were workmen's clubs, RSAs, etc., you know, all over the place. But we also did some big concerts. Probably the biggest one we ever did was doing the support for that supergroup, the Highwaymen, with Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings and Chris Christopherson. And a phenomenal band. That was 1991 from memory. So that was the biggest concert we did. Just John and I on stage in front of I don't know how many people. But yeah, so we did a lot of work together. My fondest memories really of working with John and the everlasting ones with him in recording studios, though. He, we say in the industry, he had a $1 million voice. And really, we weren't putting a dollar value on it. We were saying that he had a one in a million voice. He truly, that beautiful, rich baritone. And I said it, I've said it before, that of all the singers that I worked with, both live and in recording studios, he really could truly sing, particularly sing and tune. So, you know, working with him as a producer was every producer's dream. You know, firstly, he generally only needed a couple of takes. He knew he didn't need lyric sheets to read. He didn't need a special headphone mix. He didn't need mood lighting or anything else. He just got in there and very quietly, almost unassumedly, would sort of walk up to the mic, and you'd sit there and you'd hear this absolutely amazing voice singing in time, singing in tune, and really delivering from the heart. And when he needed to, I guess from the head, you know. I mean, if he's telling a funny story, yeah, it comes from the heart, but it's more he's stepped into the role as a storyteller. Whereas, you know, on some really delicate pieces, you know, you really truly got one of our greatest artists ever to come out of New Zealand, and you know, there's. You know, most of his back history, if you want to put it that way, has been covered. He really had a career in two parts, Javier. The first part is when he was really, really young and he won a talent contest.
No, actually, according to Wikipedia, he got third place, but that launched him.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that launched him. The entrepreneur down in South Island was Joe Brown, and then it became also Joe's son, Dennis. And so through that, he played everywhere in the world. I mean, he did Royal Command performances before the Queen. He played in the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, yeah, he was for a couple of years, I think.
That's correct.
He went there, yeah.
And one interesting fact, at one time he had a record that not only was above the Beatles on the radio charts, but actually sold more records than the Beatles in New Zealand, one particular album. I mean, you know, here is this quiet, you know, really quiet guy from down the South Island, Ranfurly, who was honestly more at home on the back of a horse with a couple of dogs right out the back country than he was on stage. It's not that he was a reluctant singer. He loved singing, but he was a very reluctant star. So, you know, he never ever really bought into the trappings of stardom.
Right, and I think from what I hear in some of his songs, he also avoided cities. You know, he was a lot happier in the country, as a good country singer should be. And let's play some of the music. What do you have for us first?
Okay, so my journey with John really began in the late 1980s, and we started to do all these gigs. But then he released an album. It was called Silver. And the short history of Silver is that Silver was a great band, a great album, done with the bass, most of the players out of that famous South Island band, the Coal Rangers, along with a couple other guys, one, of course, being Mike Farrell, who we know.
Yeah.
And Mike lent his amazing guitar skills to one song, which I'm just about to play. The other guy was a guy called Wayne Goodman, who was Emmylou Harris's, a wonderful country music singer, her musical director. He'd met a Kiwi or Australian lass and ended up living in Australia for many years. He was the guy who actually produced John's probably biggest hit ever, and that's Welcome to Our World. But I'm not going to start with that one. Not because I don't like it, I love it. But I'm going to start with the song that had Mike Farrell on it. And Mike Farrell, for Javi and I, is passed away quite a few years ago, but was very dear to our hearts.
Yeah, I'm Moth Shark.
A mud shark. And he was one of those songwriters who provided our old mate Midge with many songs over the years.
Yeah, yeah.
So here is a song that John sang on the Silver album, which incidentally became rebranded and renamed Welcome to Our World album when Welcome to Our World went, you know, huge, I mean, internationally. So here is John singing Pass Like a Mask with Mike Farrell playing his wonderful guitar.
I was told to be a man once, build defenses strong. Keep your woman in her place, she'll keep hanging on. Now I've grown to realize my life's been filled with lies. Thread that I've been hanging on is broken in her eyes. If I could let my heart be known in spite of walls so high, I might taste these bitter tears that I've never learned to cry. But I've got a past like a mask. I can see it in her face. Many years I can't erase. A broken heart I can't replace, in spite of how I've tried. I've got a past. My time to understand. When I was young, not so long ago, I hid my feelings well. Sometimes I let my heartache show, I could never tell. But Now I find that I've been blind and sensitive and vain. Someone told me long ago, ignore a woman's pain. If I could change the fool I've been, I know just what I'd do. Give her everything I can and make all her dreams come true. But I've got a past like a mask. I can see it in her eyes, the lonely nights and the lies, and the times I've made her cry when she was on my side. I've got a past like a mask. I sure took my time to understand. I've got a past. Many years I can't erase, a broken heart I can't replace, in spite of how I try. I've got a past like a mask. I sure took my time to understand. I've got a past.
And that was Past Like a Mask.
Yep. You fell, right?
And this one here. And this one is the. Okay. Whoops.
A bit of a technical thing with. Pushing too many buttons here. So now this next number, are we ready for it?
Yeah, yep. This next number is an old classic song that we recorded after John had actually recorded the album which the track has just come off called Silver. And that was rebranded, as I said, when Welcome to Our World became, you know, such a huge hit. I mean, it was massive, that the record company, Ode Records, Terence O'Neill Joyce, he went to the advertising company that actually did this for the advertising campaign for Toyota, and they put it on the album and they re-released it. So the next album, which I produced for John from beginning to end, was called Windstar Aotearoa. And the title track was written by John. And funnily enough, we recorded it in the studio and we never ever played it again after that. Apart from, we went on stage doing the support for the Highwaymen. You know, this is in front of what it was, 25,000 people. And John turns right around in the middle of this. We never ever had a set list wherever we played, irrespective of whether it was, you know, 20 people or 20,000. And John goes, "Well, I'm just going to lay this new song on Dave." So he says, "Oh, we're going to do the title track for new album." So that was interesting, but. You know, that was John. He'd keep you on your toes, and he had an exceptionally high standard
of performance capability. So for me, it was wonderful. It was very challenging. However, this next song is a remake of the old 1941, I think one of the first commercially successful, if not released, recordings in New Zealand by a woman called Pixie Williams. And it was written by one of the soldiers in the Māori Battalion, the Second World War. And the story is, and it was written by Ruru Karaitiana. And the story is, as he was sailing away in the troop ship, he just said, you know, his farewells to some of his whānau on the wharf. As he was sailing away, he looked at the smoke coming out of the funnels out of the ship, from the ship's engines, and he wrote the song there and then. So this is Blue Smoke, and it really tells the story of how, in that situation, he was reluctantly saying goodbye to his loved ones. So, and it's such a universal story that has been played and recorded by a lot of people. Incidentally, when we went to record this, we needed a double bass player with a double bass. And our bass player on the session said, I think I know where I might be able to find one. Anyhow, he took off and he came back a while later with this double bass, and it for real was the original double bass that was on the 1941 recording.
Wow.
So this is 50 years later.
Right.
Okay, so this is Blue Smoke.
Drifting by into the deep blue sky. Now when I think of home, I sadly sigh, and I can see you there with loving tears in your eyes as we fondly sit our last goodbyes. And as I sailed away with a yearning to stay, I promised to be true and love only you. Ah, but that blue smoke goes drifting by into the deep sky. My memories of home will never die.
Blue smoke drifting by into the deep blue sky, and as you sail away, a sadly
sailed away with a yearning to stay. I promise to be true and love only you. How about that blue smoke goes drifting by into the deep blue skies? My memories of home never die. Yes, my memories of home will never die. Hitching a ride on a winding Hokitika road, when along came a lorry with a high and canvas covered load.
If you're going to Hokitika, mate, with me you can ride.
So I jumped into the cabin and I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, look, listen, mate, I've been every road in this here land. 'Cause I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, fair man. I've breathed out in air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Kaharo, Fangaro, Akaro, Motorwake, Taramo, Benmo, Pongaro, Hororika, Three, Wakawit, Mataka, Tigger, Akabonga, New Hakawai, Mahaka, Motor, Wai, Kakamonui, Hakanui, Papanui, Wai, Nui, Matawai, Rangatai, Pikawai, I'm a guy. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. I've crossed the desert, bear, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my cheer, man. I've been everywhere. Woodville, Dagobah, Lumsden, Katakati, Naseby, Cambridge, Porto, Mataro, Hastings, Tiki Tiki Tau, Rongahawkton, Nainai, Wataha, Hamilton, Porto, Porto, Taupo, Timaru, Amaru, Tihoi, Awanui, Wanganui, Pamanui, Latahui. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. I've crossed the desert, bear, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Travel out, had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Featherston, Palmerston, Wollstone, Te Awamutu, Riverton, Queenstown, Picton, Ahuni, Mutu, Wardedi, Corded, Rotorua, Kaikura, Matamata, Ruakur, Ekamatua, Papakura, Wai, Takipu, Kakitara, Nakitakafa, Upara, Uduai, Matawara, Matsumana. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. I've crossed the desert, spare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. I've traveled out, had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
No, come on, mate.
Huru, Taupiri, Makatu, Kaiburn, Salburn, Wedderburn, Mossburn, Washdike, Arafata, Paparoa, Ka, Pongateraha, Thames, Kirikiri, Kokona, Tapanui, Paranui, Tawanui, Otahuhu, Muratapa, Moskio, Wadafara, that's for sure. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. I've crossed the desert, bear, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Kingston,
how you been? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. I've crossed the desert, bear, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been here, there, everywhere. I've been everywhere.
You can go too.
Yeah, you know you got us out of the spot here, Bernie. Thanks. No, I'm here. Where are you headed for?
Mate, I'm heading for O'Rewa up north.
Oh, way up there, right? Have you ever been to Tuaka?
Ah, yes, I've been down that far south.
Well, Waikikamuko?
I've heard of it, but...
Carthia? Five Rivers? Frog Flat Junction?
That sounds interesting, but no.
But have you met any girls in Harihari?
Well, that could be telling.
Pangaparutu? Dag Sound. Now, there's a good one.
That sounds an interesting place.
Yeah, bluff, mate.
Okay, that last song, I've Been Everywhere, we were recording in Mandrill Studios in York Street in Auckland, and John wanted to go somewhere in his van, and the battery had gone flat. So he rang up AA, and the guy came out, and we were sitting out in the, standing out in the car park, and eventually, you know, he sorts out John's battery issues. And then John turns around to him. I was standing right there, and he says, "Hey, to the AA man." He says, "Oh, you know, if you you got to be anywhere in a hurry?" And the guy says, "No." John says, "Would you mind helping us out? Just there's a recording studio right here. Would you mind, you know, just saying a few words so I could help you out?" And the guy goes, "Oh, okay, yeah, sure." So in he comes, So we set up a microphone for him and headphones. And so the guy you hear talking there, other than John singing, is this AA guy. It was just right there and then. Okay, the next song is Welcome to Our World. And this has got an amazing history. And I know this for a fact because the head of Such and Saatchi, Kevin Roberts, he had heard John sing. And I believe that John had done a demo. I think this is what happened. He'd done a demo for it, and John had actually heard this demo of Welcome to My World, the old Jim Reeves classic. However, they wanted to change the lyrics to Welcome to My World.
Power.
Well, almost. I say that intentionally. John did the demo, and they got in touch with John and said, look, you know, we love what you've done. Could you come in and sing this properly? And John said, no. And they said, well, why not? You sing it in the studio. And John said, it's not your world, it's our world. So he said, if you change the lyrics, then, yeah, I'll sing it. So they decided, for whatever reasons, between Saatchi and Saatchi and Toyota, that that wasn't going to happen. So they then went throughout several other singers, including one famous one called Ed Bruce, who sang that. He had that huge hit, Where's a Yellow Rose in Texas That I Am Gonna See? So he had, you know, that's the sort of ilk. And I even hear that they may have approached, Don Williams. Anyhow, these other artists are fantastic singers in their own right. But Kevin Roberts kept on saying, no, I want that guy from New Zealand. I want that guy from down south, John Grinnell. So they went back to John, and John said the same thing again. He said, no, it's not your world, it's our world. Yes, I'll do it if you change the lyrics. So they went to the Jim Reeves estate. This is what I believe actually happened. And they got a waiver to re-record it. Here it is.
Coming in, miracles we've seen sure happened now and then. We stepped into your heart, you left your cares behind. Welcome to our world, built with you in mind. Knock and doors were opened. Seek and we did find. Ask and you were given keys to this world of mine. We'll be waiting here with our arms unfurled, waiting just for you. Welcome to our
Well, it is wonderful here in Irirangi of Aingaroa. We're in another musical journey with, you guess it, Dave Maybe. talking and showing and sharing some of his experiences and the music of the late and loved John Grenell. What do you have for us next, Dave?
Okay, so that was the huge hit for John. It really launched, if you like, his second career. And he'd taken a lot of time off after the sort of worldwide fame that he had, you know, playing everywhere in so many different countries. One little funny snippet was one particular tour. At that stage, he was John Hoare. This is early on, and this is all publicly available knowledge, but his stepfather's name was, surname was Hoare, H-O-R-E. And however, his actual paternal father was an American serviceman by the name of Denver. So at one stage, Joe Brown got John, enabled John to do a tour in the United States. There was a struggling, up-and-coming songwriter by the name of John Dusseldorf, and they decided to pair John Dusseldorf up with John. However, in the United States, he couldn't sing under the name Hoare, H-O-R-E, because, you know, people thought it was related to other activities, which, you know, at that stage, the U.S. is still fairly, how can I say, puritanical. So here's John now, not John Hoare, but John Denver singing with John Dusseldorf, and I've seen the posters. I mean, John Dusseldorf actually changed his name to John Denver. John Denver, John Hoare Denver changed his name to John Hoare Grenell and then to John Grenell, because Grenell was his mother's name, and she came, her whānau was from, I think, the Chathams, Moriori. Yeah, so he certainly was, tangata whenua is John. Okay, so that was, that was the huge hit, Welcome to Our World. It really launched another career for John, and I'd caught up with him after he came up to the Waikato here, and some of the kids had a scholarship to study at, some of his own kids, to study at St. Peter's, go to St. Peter's School in Cambridge. And his wife rang up and said, you know, this is, the second career has really taken off for John. You know, sort of, are you on board? And, you know, away we went from there. So, fast forward a little bit of time, and John had always had this idea to do a series of recordings about horses, because in the intervening time from his first career, if you like, to a second one, he imported what was the very first Appaloosa breeding stallion in New Zealand. Appaloosas are the war horse of the Nez Perce Indians, First Nations people. So this horse was called Warbird. It was quite a character. I remember going out to have a chat to it one day, and I decided to have a nip of my hand. Anyhow, he was getting on, but then he was about 21, I think. But so John had this idea to do this series of recordings focusing just really on horses. I ended up as producer for them. So they were three radio programs, a set of three radio programs, and we recorded them in Broadcasting House, which is about three stories below ground level, just beside the Beehive, in what was the home ground of the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. It was carved out of bedrock, honestly, the studio, and it was a remarkable recording studio. Their huge big recording console was made by TAC, and the serial number was 001. And the engineer, an amazing engineer by the name of Neil Madova. So here we are recording all these amazing songs about horses, and John, of course, because he was able to, on one particular day after we'd had most of the bed tracks, if you like, you know, the band already pre-recorded, John, it was time for John to do the main vocals. And he did 12 songs in a row, just one after the other. And sometimes on about three or four maybe said, no, that wasn't quite good. Didn't have to play it back to him. I just had to ask him, you know, how did that feel? No, I just want to do that again. So three or four songs, second takes, all the rest were first takes, and I mean from beginning to end. Not only that, having done that, then I said to him, oh, do you want to put, you know, any BVs in mind? Have you got any singers? Because normally, you know, there are other singers, more particularly female singers. In fact, John got into a little bit of strife. One particular concert we were doing, and he introduced our three female singers, introduced them as the Saddle Bags. We were the Saddle Bastards. But, you know, there was John was just being good-humoured. It was taken out of context, unfortunately. It wasn't a slur on them. So anyhow, I asked him, I said, do you want to, you know, do you have anybody in mind to do the BVs, background vocals or harmonies? And he said, no. He said, I'll do them. So then he proceeded to do 14 songs, one after the other, sometimes with two harmonies on. And this engineer, Neil Madover, as I say, he was the normal engineer for New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, plus a lot of other people. He's just sitting there shaking his head, and he said to me, he said, this is unheard of. He said, you know, you just don't get singers like this who can sing to this degree of pitch, timing, control of timbre, you know, tone, colour, but also put emotionally into a song all the ingredients, but first or second take.
Amazing. Let's listen to that.
So this is a song that we recorded, and it was composed by our mate who became the third, if you like, the third artist in the group we had called the Saddle Blasters. And this is called Aupuri Angel, and it's written about the wild horses right up north from 90 Mile Beach onwards, and they're called the Aupuri herd. There really are probably anywhere from 20 to 30 separate bands of wild horses up there. Supposedly, they're up there because the Reverend Samuel Marsden brought in these Arabian stock horses, and the ship floundered. They swam ashore. Ships, you know, horses are great swimmers, and they ended up in 90 Mile Beach and have been there ever since. So this is a song written about them and composed by Neil Hersey, and so this is Aupuri Angel.
My beauties before me, run with the wind while you can, no telling what fate will befall you, no telling what man has got planned. God sent me down here to find you, I'm here to do all that I can. So run my beauties before me, run with the wind while you can. Way out in the forest, way out on the sand, hide where the bullets won't find you, and I'll be there as soon as I can. Beauties before me, use every trick that you can,
'Cause I know you are running the gauntlet, one orchestrated by man. The cloak of time will surround you with a test of love in its hand. And I'll do my best to convince them just what you have done here for man. Way out in the forest, way out on the sand, I haven't got all of the answers, but I'll do everything that I can. I haven't got all of the answers, but I'll do everything that I can. Way out in the forest, way out on the sand, run my beauties before me, run with the wind while you can. Run with the wind while you can.
Okay, that was Poor the Angel by John Grinnell. And as I said earlier, we recorded that in Broadcasting House in Wellington, which was the headquarters of radio, was the biggest Radio New Zealand studio in New Zealand at the time. It is now a car park for politicians.
I mean, on the guitar was our friend Dave.
Gracias, gracias. So on that journey there, I think in total we did 14 songs. And we did a whole range of songs. Some of them were written by some mates of John's who are, you know, great artists in their own right overseas, but they're also great horsemen. And John was a real fine horseman. He did it all. He ran a stables in Arrowtown. He had done barrel racing. He had done bronc riding, bull riding. Unfortunately, a lot of that caught up with him in his later years. His left hand was so all the fingers were so broken and misshapen that he struggled to play guitar. And a lot of those, like a lot of those rodeo cowboys, they get a lot of head injuries, and it probably contributed to John's poor or very ailing health in the last couple of years of his life. However, whilst he was, him and the family were based around the Waikato, I think they were out of Gordonton, started to record a variety of songs, some of them in a studio in Hamilton, Music Air, run by Neil, my old mate Neil Reynolds, the original drummer for Dragon, and also in my own studio here in Raglan. So there were a variety of tracks there, and they were for a variety of compilations. Some were for radio. I think there might have even been one there for television for something. There were a lot anyhow. But this one next song here is composed, all the lyrics and everything, by a woman who lives out the back of Uparau, which is not far from here, heading towards Kafia. Her name is Rilda Greenhide. And she wrote this wonderful song, which John supplied all the music to. And it's called Kiwi Stock Horse. So this is about a story about an old stock horse, and Rilda, as the composer, reminiscing about what this old stock horse was like to work with. So this is Kiwi Stock Horse.
of the stockwhip ringing through the morning air, and the cattle calling in the hills way out there. Down in the yard, standing by the gate, with his head held high, an old stockhorse waits. Now his legs are growing stiff, but his heart still beats true, and there's nowhere in these hills that he wouldn't carry you. Well, his time is almost over, his day is nearly done, but like him they say, you'll never ride another one. Now the things that made him special were not his color, shape, or size. It's the way that he thought and that look there in his eyes. Bred for station life, clever, quick, and strong, and his working days were always hard and long. He was one of a team, stockman, horse, and dog, and he knew his part when it was time to move him on. Well, his time is almost over, his day is nearly done, but like him they say, you'll never ride another one.
Kiwi Stockhorse with John Grinnell, and I produced that for him in Musica Studios in Hamilton. Can't remember the exact date. So the next song here also has banjo on it, and also played by played by Paul Tremuth, who certainly along with Colin Tremuth with the real, you know, well, to me, they were the heart and soul of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. And it was a real pleasure to work with both those two. So this next one is from those similar sessions, and this track here is called Heart Alone.
Into this world I came alone, flashing beauty to the bone, with all wonder I turned first to see the sun. Sight of strength and born of grace, in this fair white cattle place, where the fields go on forever in the morning. I went no first in helping hand, two times I fell and came to stand, and with uprising I could feel my life begin. Like a wild and rushing stream, in all my veins there flowed a dream, and I could feel the feisty blood of those before me. Jump from the gate, how do you feel? There's a flyer at my heel, gallop straight ahead before the others show. And through that fast and final turn, where mind and muscle start to burn, and it is heart alone that brings you to the dirt. There was one I knew him well, his eyes were kind and I could tell, and he would watch me as I'd fly beneath the sun. But how he'd smile and shake his head, and I'd not let myself be led, and he could read me and he knew it was just a fire. Where a big river slips away into a town, we came one day and there were oh so many like me all around. There was lightning in the air, and I could feel it everywhere as they gently put their colors to my shoulder. Jump from the gate, how do you feel? There's a flyer at my heel, gallop straight ahead before the others show. And through that fast and final turn, where mind and muscle stop to burn, and it is heart alone that brings you to the dirt.
Oh, yes. Okay, so that was Heart Alone, again by John Grinnell. And we had the wonderful banjo of Paul Tremworth and also Colleen Tremworth on the fiddle, the violin.
And, I remember, and Dave maybe on the bass.
Oh, thank you. I remember when we did that, Colleen was such a treasure to work with. She said, would you like me to do double up on that and then do a third violin part? So she just did it right there and then. Wonderful. This next one is what we call Writing for the Disabled, and that's what the track is called. John was approached by the Writing for the Disabled Society to put music to a poem. Forgive me, I can't remember the original poet's name now. I'm sure it's going to be fairly easy to find. So this was originally a poem that John put all the music to, and we recorded that during these same sessions. So this is Writing for the Disabled. 1 minute, let me just cue this, and here we go.
Could not walk unaided. I saw a child, no legs below, sit up on a horse and make it go through woods of green and places she had never been, to sit and stare except in a chair. I saw a child who could only crawl, mount a horse and sit up there tall, put it through of paces and laugh at the wonder in our faces. I saw a child born to strife take up and hold the reins of life.
Writing for the Disabled by John Grinnell. And as I said, that was for the Writing for the Disabled Society. And John Anthony Davies, he is the guy who wrote the original poem. And John supplied the music and sung it in his rich baritone voice. So the next one here, again, is about horses. Looking back, it's quite interesting. I've done a lot of work with John about horses. Anyhow, so this is called Cowboy Logic, and it's quite a tongue-in-cheek cowboy approach to life, shall we say.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and the chips are down, he knows just what to do. He's always got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. And if you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it before it burns a hole down in your jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen.
That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about everything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. Cause a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Dust yourself off and get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about everything.
Cowboy Logic, John Grinnell. And that was originally done because when we were touring, we'd sometimes use different bands depending on where we were in New Zealand. We needed demos for something, and John might, you know, come up with another couple of songs, and he'd say, oh, I'll just put this down as a demo in the studio. So out with the guitar, and he'd just sing it. So I'm fortunate to have some of these demos that were done. There's a few of them, but there's a couple in particular. That one there, it's always went down well when we played live. You know, people would be hearing this and go, you guys are kidding, you know. Is this really how you cowboys live your life? And John would say, yep, sure is. Swing easy, tumbleweed. Anyhow, so this next one is... again, started off as a demo, and when it came time to re-release this, I sort of tickled them up a bit, added other instruments, just sparsely, just to give it a bit of colour and forward motion, not to take away from John's voice. So this next one is Back in the Saddle.
Just come down from the Windstar Farm, way out beyond the edge of town. 14 days I've been herbal wrapped, mud packed and backstrapped. Now I'm a busting out. I always thought the Wild West was for me, all walking around in a bow-legged dream. When you said yes, ma'am, I thought I'd scream. Jump into my big old pickup truck, I'll take you to the rodeo. I'll teach you a thing about bronking bucks, I'll teach you how to do say do. Hey, I could put you back in the saddle again, stand you up tall. I could put you back in the saddle again, baby, that ain't. New age coffee bar, so-called sensitive guy. Don't you like a leather neck sucking on a long neck? Does it make your temperature rise? You're so sweet, gal, you're so fine. I'll crank up the barbecue if you bring the wine. We'll dance all night till the belt buckles shine. Jump into the big old pickup truck, I'll take you to the rodeo. I'll teach you a thing about bronking bucks, I'll teach you how to do-say-do. Hey, I can put you back in the saddle again, stand you up tall. I can put you back.
back in the saddle again. Baby, that ain't all you can be.
We are listening to 98.1 FM. This is another musical journey with su amigo Javier and Dave Maybe.
Okay, so we're on this thread of musical journeys and really talking about my musical journey that I had with the great, late and great now, John Grinnell. I mentioned earlier a song that were recorded for Radio New Zealand for the Wings of Horses program.
What's
called
number?
Our Poor Angel, track number 12.
Okay.
All God's and I was just saying to Javier, that last track there,
using old technology, we're using a CD player.
All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, applause, or anything they got now. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, applause, or anything they got now. Listen to the bass that's one on the bottom, where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans, with a big to-do. The old cow just goes moo. The dogs and the cats will take up the middle, where the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles, the donkey brays and the pony neighs, the old coyote howls. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands and paws or anything they got now. Listen to the top where the little birds sing, with the melody and the high notes ring and a hoot out and hollers over everything. The magpie disagrees, singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. The little duck quacks and is on his way, and the possum, he ain't got much to say. Porcupine talks to himself. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands and paws or anything they got now. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands and paws or anything they got now. Simba song, a living song everywhere, with the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear and the grumpy alligator and the hog above, sly raccoon and turtle dove. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day, the little duck quacks and is on his way, and the possum, he ain't got much to say. The porcupine talks to himself. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands and paws or anything they got. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands and paws or anything they got. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands and paws or anything they got now. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands and paws or anything they got now. Hands and paws or anything they got now. Hands and paws or anything they got now.
Okay, that was All God's Critters. And hearing the guitar work in there, I can't quite recall. I don't think I played that, and I can't quite remember who did play that, so I may not have actually been there and produced that particular track. John, of course, has got a huge catalogue and legacy that he has left behind, and his kids, all four children, are incredible musicians in their own right. We've had a few times here his daughter, Amelia. She's played here, and it's always wonderful to hear them. For John's memorial service, if you like, they featured very strongly a week or so ago, playing in the James Hay Theatre in Christchurch. Okay, the next song here, which I just started to talk about, the song is called Kaimanawa Horses. And this is a song that out of the Saddle Blasters band. It ended up with the three of us, John and Northland singer-songwriter Neil Hersey and myself. And this song was written when both Neil and John, both really fine horsemen in their own rights, were involved in one of the roundups and the census for the wild horses known as the Kaimanawa horses. That's right in the centre of the North Island.
Yeah, by Ruapeho somewhere.
That's exactly
there.
Yes. Right. In fact, if any of you have driven along the desert road, day or night, and you quite often see them on dusk, horses like to go out and do a bit of foraging, and you might see them. They are wild horses. They're distinctive because they are smaller. than most horses, and they have very, very shaggy tails and manes, generally dark brown. So this song is about them, and John contributed to these lyrics. So this is Kaimanawa Horses.
It's cold as ice on the foothills. It's cold as hell on the plains. But this is the country they live in. This is a small part of the claim. It grows high. It's said they're causing destruction through the weeds and plants of the kind. Now the army, you're out on maneuvers, blowing up acres of plains, digging the place full of foxholes. Hell, I don't see how they can complain. Tommy's defiance, the wind in his mane and his tail. He is a big part of this land that I love. Without him, I fear we have failed. So come on, all musters and rovers, let's give him a fair ready go. Of a horse now and then, just how bloody far would you go? Just let them be where the rivers run free and the cold wind blows on their range. I don't understand our government's plan, but I know we'll be sorry. It's cold as ice on the foothills. It's cold as hell.
And it was Kaimanawa Horses, featuring both John Grinnell and our other buddy Neil Hersey out of the Saddle Blasters. So at this stage, we're sort of well into the 2000s, so to speak. So this is about 10, 15 years further along this musical journey. Excuse me. And along the way, Neil's writing. Neil Hersey is writing so many songs, and I'm producing, you know, album after album for him, and he composes all manner of material. He's a great horseman himself, but when he writes, he can write about anything, you know, in any storyline, any content. And one of the last couple of tracks will bear testament to that. This particular track here came about when we'd won the America's Cup. New Zealand won the America's Cup. And John had happened to say to Neil, "Oh, look, I've got a mate. You know, we might have a bit of a chance here to get a song in. And let's give them a demo to see if they like it. And we might be able to use it in the, you know, in the yachting campaign." Not being averse, you know, to also earning a few dollars. So this is racing to win. Unfortunately, it never happened in as much as it being used at all. So I think this is the first time it's ever been aired. So this is Racing to Win with John Grinnell singing it and composed by Neil Hersey and produced by yours truly.
The surge of the oceans have captured the minds and souls of so many men. Guess we've all stood and stared in awe and wonder at a storm
calm that's just rolling in. Felt the spray on our faces, the wind in our hair. Heard the seagulls screaming above. This is the call of the wild that all Kiwis love. They know in their hearts they follow a quest, but the answers they just can't explain. The challenge, the sea, and all of its power that gave the sailor his name. Where the heavens may open and swallow him whole, and freeze his skin to the bone. This is our own Tangaroa calling you home. Calling you home. Let them fill the sails before us, and our black boat will rise once again. With the pride of our nation upon them, they're racing to win. To win, to be free is to fly like a bird in the sky. Like a leaf, you could float on an outgoing tide. When you're gone, just leave nothing but footprints behind. Our depth of emotion, as wide as the ocean, will shine like a beacon at night. Lift your eyes to horizons, open your mind to the sea. Let your heart beat the pulse of the ocean. Tell me, where are the lands of the free? When you're racing to win. 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 Racing to win. Racing to win. Where are the lands of the free? Racing to win.
And that was Racing to Win, and it was one of the more contemporary tracks that I did for John. And sort of part of the bigger production, I just said to Javier, our old drummer who used to tour, this Paul Atkins, he had been based in the States now for quite a few years. Met an American lass over there and has a family over there. But so he recorded the drums in I can't remember what state, he was somewhere in the US. So a lot of recording these days is quite different. You don't always have the players right in front of you.
It's happening more and more, you know.
It is more and more. Yeah. And some sessions you might even have other players in a different country, in a different studio, but you're hooked up by a video link.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're being directed from another country. So, yeah, it does happen. This didn't happen here. He cut the track, as I said, in the States. In fact, the next two tracks, the two final tracks, have been done exactly the same way. Sorry. This next track is one of the very few times that John has cut, recorded
if you like love songs, songs about the heart, the first track that we played today was Pass Like a Mask. And I've always loved the track, not just because Mike Farrell played on it, but because John really opened up his heart and really sang from the heart. And he was very, very, very capable of doing that. So this next song here, we have just released it. And it's called I Won't Ever Get Over You. And it's a track that I had initially produced in a studio for Neil Hersey. We'd never done anything with it because we always had this in mind that John would be perfect to sing on part of it and for Neil and John to do this, to do it as a duet. So this is I Won't Get Over You, and this is the very last song that John ever recorded. And when I recorded it, I really was trying to get the, if you like, the production values that were in very much inherent for how Welcome to Our World was recorded. Admittedly, we didn't have a string orchestra, but I tried to improvise there and... So this is I Won't Ever Get Over You, and it's a duet by John Grinnell and Neil Hersey, the songwriter. Here we go.
I won't ever get over you or the things we used to do. I will always be strong and true, but I won't ever get over you. I can't ever just let you go. There's a few things you want to know. All those times spent so long ago, I can't ever just let you go. I gaze up to the heavens in the evening light. I wonder where you are up there, which star is yours tonight. But I can't ever get over you. All those things we used to do, I will always be strong and true, but I can't ever get over you.
And that was I Won't Ever Get Over You by the late and great John Grinnell, singing the song originally written by Neil Hersey. And we happened to be on tour as the Saddle Blasters up north, and I'd taken my laptop and a couple of really good studio mics with me because I knew we were touring, and I said to Neil, oh, look, maybe there might be an opportunity to get John to sing a verse or, you know, in a couple of choruses at some stage. So I'm really glad that I did, because I think that was the last track that he ever recorded. And it, to me, I tried to get a sense of feeling like the producer did for with Welcome to Our World, where, you know, could really capture that beautiful, rich baritone of John, and also as a duet with our buddy Neil Hersey, both rich baritones. Okay, so that's sort of the musical journeys thus far, and it I guess looking on it, a lot of those songs have you are about horses.
Yep, I hear that.
but not exclusively, and this last one, yeah, it was you know, about the passing of a friend, and it could be any friend. You know, you look up in the sky and you see a star or a shooting star, and maybe that's that person who's departed. And it's a testament to what a great songwriter Neil Hersey, our buddy, is. So yeah, it's just Neil and me left out of the trio, if you like. But we've still got a lot of songs that we are releasing currently for our, there's two albums, and they're called the Saddle Blasters.
And where is Neil based?
Neil's based in Whangarei.
Right.
Out towards the Whangarei Heads.
Right.
Yeah, and a little ranch out there. Beautiful place, horses. And a couple, you know, a little bit of dry stock. So this last track here, even though it doesn't actually have John singing on it, if we'd been able to, we would have got him to sing it. Mm. So if you like, this is a tribute to a man. The song is called Wild Stallion. And in a lot of ways, John was a wild stallion. He was a very principled man. He was wonderful to work with. He was very genuine. He was very quietly spoken, and man of, you know, very sober habits, unless he happened to run across some moonshine whiskey. But that's another story. helped dull the pain from all those rodeo injuries. But yeah, he was. As I said earlier, he was most comfortable really on the back of a horse with a couple of dogs up the back of, you know, nowhere, by himself, just communing with nature. So this last track, Wild Stallion, again by Neil Hersey, and I produced this. Yeah, this is, if you like, our tribute to our mate, and he... it wasn't written about him, but in a lot of ways, thinking about it now, John was quite a wild stallion. He was a quite a loner, quite an outsider in a lot of ways. I remember his wife telling me one time, I said, how on earth did you meet up with John? John was, she was an ex-Miss New Zealand, and John was one of the entertainers on the Miss New Zealand, one of the early Miss New Zealand shows. And I said to Deirdre, how on earth did you and John meet up? She said, oh, we were travelling on the bus, and here's this very quiet, you know, cowboy sitting there reading some stories, or reading a book by, I don't know who it was, Zane Grey or somebody,
And she said he was really hard to get talking. Put him on a stage in front of a microphone, totally different. So, yeah, he was, in a lot of ways, he was quite an outsider, but very principled at the same time. So here's my tribute to him.
And with this song, we say buenas noches. Thank you for joining us in this unique musical journey. And I only have to thank David for being here with us, Mr. Maybe. Thank
gracias,
you so much.
Gracias.
And next week it will be Rodrigo with you again with another journey. So I will be here again in a couple of weeks. Hasta la vista, and John Grinnell.
Hi.
He's living in the valleys on the mind. His pure strength and beauty, a better vision so damn hard to find. And I often think about him when the concrete and the glass is closing in. Name in silence, he comes to me, we are one again. We're running through the canyons of time, searching for the freedom we can find. Set our spirit free, so we won't have to be. Softly on his eyes, we gaze across the rangeland. This is where we are gonna ride. As I pull myself upon him, he trembles with excitement deep inside. Main slide, he hears again the call.